Triple A brings CMC Rocks to Murray Country from Willowbank, Ipswich for the 2022 CMC Rocks.
Here out at Willowbank, brought to you by Frontier Touring and Chug Entertainment. And joining us right now as a guest, to our first guest of the day, Ran Hooper. Tell us your mob and where you're from.
Thanks for having us, guys. Name's Ran Hooper, obviously, and I'm from Cunnamulla. And my two tribes, my grandfather is the Kunya mob, which is out Cunnamulla, goes down close to the border just before Bourke. And then you've got the Cooma mob as well. So it starts around St. George out to the Bolin, to the Nebrine, and then south, straight down over the border, New South Wales, just in the northern area. So a fair bit of country.
Beautiful country out there too. And tell us about, you used to do football, eh? You used to be an AFL player?
yeah. So I loved AFL. My family's NRL, coming from Cunnamulla.
How was the coming out process?
I was fine. They all got Lions and Hawks gear now. So
did they stage an intervention?
A little bit. I think it was the great aunts that got on board, and everyone else had to chip in, I think.
I guess Grandma wouldn't be knitting too much of a different colour though, if you're a Broncos player, or if you're going into where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm 1988 bred, so my grandfather bashed the Broncos into me. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, when I got drafted, actually, I knew more NRL players than I did AFL. So
too good. And CMC, what brings you here?
Oh, I'm down the road at Yamanto, and I've been wanting to come here for ages. And thanks to you guys for giving me the opportunity.
No,
for the artifacts, for the gifts, and that for all the artists here. But I just got sick of sitting on the back veranda listening to this and can't be here. So,
yeah.
Mate, I'm stoked. Yeah.
And day-to-day, what's your job entail?
So day-to-day, it's a bit of both. So I just finished my trade in fire protection. And
right.
So I do that. I started the business with the artifacts and learned about cultural education and didgeridoo making and that. About 2 years ago, I was in the making. And then it just got more full on as I got my client base, and
yeah.
You know, once the connections and just gigs like this. So
yeah.
So did your time at the Lions, was that a positive time for you? Was that a good time for you?
Oh, it was crazy. So like, technically I still should have been in high school. But
17 was, when you started.
Yeah, so Fly Craig McRae was my under 18s coach. He's Collingwood coach now, and he got coach of the year. He was working with AFL Sports Ready, so I was actually a groundsman at Cooperoo and so I met all the players before I actually got drafted there, so it was pretty cool.
Well, you knew everyone then.
Yeah, so
what period did you play?
So I got drafted, pretty sure it was the end of 05, so I did a five-year stint. I think it was only about 56 games, so
yep.
I had a lot of soft tissue injuries, so hamstrings, yep. And then the last year at Hawthorn, I snapped my tendon in my hamstring twice in the same year.
Geez.
I only managed six games and had a baby on the way. And
wow.
Yeah, just with me not growing up with a father, I just wanted to make sure I was there for my kids.
Yeah.
And then just sort of maybe just get away from the limelight a bit, and then just raise a family. So.
Yep.
It was funny off air there before when you said, when we heard about you being a footy player and being in the Lions, I said, you know Brent Staker? And you went, who doesn't know Brent Staker?
You're always going to have those flashbacks of those things, like your classic games that you have on Fox Footy, and that's one of the things that's always going to pop up. Footy was so quick, but when you're in there and you're training 7 days a week, it just seems like you're there for a lifetime, but then and you look back now and it was just a flash. Like, there's not even really aspect in your life, really.
Yeah. So, but you're young at that time too, so it sticks with you.
Yeah, it's a bit full on. Like, I struggled mentally, physically at some times too, especially with the cultural stuff. Not being able to see my mates, so I didn't get to celebrate my 21st or my 18th. Because my birthday's January, so first, second week of January, so I'm usually in middle of pre-season sweating it out, so
yeah.
I don't get to.
Yeah, wrong time to be born.
Exactly. So, it's been a rough ride, but I reckon if I didn't leave footy so early, I wouldn't have the life experience where I had to start at the bottom of the food chain again.
Yeah.
I got all my qualifications, Cert 3 in education, working with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids. Got my business, which I never thought I'd ever start a business. I started the Indigenous round at Springwood Footy Club, which is where I still play for Div 1.
Wow.
And 6 years ago, we started an Indigenous round, so I get the kids to play at half time. I do the design of jerseys, and we try and get as much sponsorship. And it's just a big day, and it's more of a cultural awareness, you know, for the footy club. And now all the other AFL Queensland sides are all jumping on board with it.
Wonderful.
And it's starting to get really big. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, good on you. Yeah.
Well, you may not have had time to celebrate in your, when you were 18 and 21, but there's definitely time to celebrate today. You're out at CMC.
Yeah, there is.
Who are you planning to see?
All of them, really. I don't really care. I love my country. So, hey, my kids are a little bit disappointed they can't come too. They're like, you always get to go and have fun, Dad. But and my partner's sitting at home, and she's like,
You
owe us next week, so
you can hear it from your man.
Granddad, they'll be listening to the thumping noises. Oh, I can hear it.
Ryan Hooper, thanks so much, brother, for joining us.
Cheers.
Triple A brings CMC Rocks to Murray Country from Willowbank, Ipswich, for the 2022 CMC Rocks.